Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to Our Daily Ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. I am going to start by lighting some sage, as always, just to cleanse our shared space. And thank you for being in this shared space with me. As I do so, go ahead and start to deepen your breath and close your eyes or soften your vision and tune in to yourself, to your body, your emotional state, your mental state. Feel the earth below you, your breath within you. And here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a breath with me. And when I do so, I want you to make that the deepest breath of the day. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale. And tune into the collective. Think of all the people that are joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and our ritual. Whenever you are ready, allow your breath to return to its normal rhythm, and feel free to open your eyes or leave them closed, whichever you prefer. Time to start shuffling the cards. And as I shuffle, tune in to that theme of purpose. I've been thinking a lot about purpose this week and about this idea of purpose anxiety. Society and family and ourselves and a lot of forces out there can place a lot of importance and pressure around purpose and how it must be the end-all be-all of your life. And I think I may be part of that sometimes. I want to be very honest and open about that. But your purpose is your true north for exploration, for curiosity. It is not a stagnant, one-size-fits-all blanket solution for your life, your happiness, to feel worthy, to feel accepted. Your purpose is a tool to help you. It is your partner in this work. And as always, this reading is for the collective, what we all need to hear. Oh, I love this card. It is the Nine of Pentacles, and I call this the Beauty and the Beast card because it just makes me think of a Disney princess. There's this beautiful maiden in a gorgeous garden, a lovely bird adorning one of her fingers, a floral gown, a headdress that looks like some sort of crown, and just this vineyard behind her with the nine pentacles kind of embedded in these bushes behind her. Again, I'll throw out there that the pentacles is the suit of financial wealth, but this card is also just such a card of abundance. This is the height of independence, but she is also in just such a lush field and in these beautiful robes. And it's not fancy. She doesn't have jewelry or gold or anything fancy, but just it feels rich like a dessert, not rich like money. And the depth of that and kind of how it calls you to savor and enjoy. And I think that's what we're being called to do with our purpose. Enjoy it. Find the play in it. Find the way that purpose can set you free, not be this cage with which to judge yourself or critique yourself. It is truly a hammer to wield, a shield, a sword. Okay, am I Coldplay? Unintentional Viva La Vida quoting there. But it's mirror. But truly, all of these things, when you think of a partner in abundance, a partner in richness and lushness and a life of ease, it should be your purpose. It should be the thing that is a soft place to land after a long, hard day. And I think we deserve that, and we all can have that. I truly, truly do. Our mantra for today, inspired by our theme of purpose and this card, the Nine of Pentacles, is going to be, I allow my purpose to play. I want us to embrace this levity, this lightness that purpose can have, and not the gravity that I think sometimes it feels like it can weigh on our chest and on our shoulders. Let it be something that brings you laughter and joy and bubbliness and giggliness and silliness, because purpose is imbued in all that we do. It's imbued in a dinner party with your friends. It's imbued in a walk along a river. It's imbued in having to answer emails. Your purpose is always right there beside you. I'm going to invite you to take another breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I don't quite remember what I said earlier, but if this isn't what I said, I want to change it to, I play with my purpose. So you are partners in this. Okay. Take that deep breath in. And on the exhale, repeating our mantra, I play with my purpose. And today for our practice, I want to do something that will be fun. Maybe we'll keep it as simple as that. Do something fun today, whether it be a big game night with friends or your family, or going out with your gals, or a game of solitaire by yourself, or watching your favorite TV show. See if you can feel your purpose in the midst of that fun. Just notice, just have some fun. It's Saturday. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. And let me know what fun you're planning on doing today in the comments down below, and share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. I am so looking forward to seeing you all right back here on Monday. And until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please subscribe, like, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all of the engagements. Whatever that looks like, that truly is the best way to support the Cohere Collective. And if you are curious about the Cohere Collective, about our mission, about what we do, head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check out our story, check out our other content, and some of our offerings. We'd love to have you join the collective. Thank you so much to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.